Max J here. Oh, this is episode 969 of Martian Gardens. Last week we lost Barbara Benery, co-founder of Gamelon Son of Lion, in the 1970s. We'll hear a couple of selections in her memory, starting with this one from Gamelon Son of Lion. This is called Jig-a-Lullaby.
Oh,
Music by Barbara Benery, whom we lost last week at the age of 72. Barbara Benery founded Gamelon Son of Lion with Daniel Good and Philip Corner in the mid-1970s. And as an ethnomusicologist, Benery had interest in music from all around the world, especially Gamelon. And what we had there was a piece called Jiga Lullaby, featuring the Balinese Gamelon, Gamelon Son of Lion, which is actually New York City based, not Bali based. And from the other side of the world, from Nova Scotia, we had Scottish lullabies from Cape Breton Island. And for the violin, Barbara Benery played that herself. So that's an example of the mesh of worlds and cultures that Gamelon, Son of Lion, dedicated itself to. And that was released on a double CD of Gamelon, Son of Lion music called Sonogram, released in 2008 on Innova Recordings. And that piece features four traditional Scottish lullabies, none of which I have a prayer of pronouncing, but they are arranged for slip jigs, so that hence jig a lullaby. And the list of Gamelon Son of Lion personnel is on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, martiangardens.blog. My name is Max. I'm glad you joined me today to hear Barbara Bennery this hour. We're going to hear another Barbara Bennery composition called Oral Shoehorning, which is in five parts, performed by members of the Down East Ensemble and Gamelon Son of Lion. Music recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters, New York, in November of 2005. This is a 1997 composition, and Bennery said that upon hearing the Indonesian tunings, which are microtonal, that Western listeners tend to shoehorn them, or attempt to shoehorn them into something they can better understand, hence aural, A-U, aural shoehorning. And this is, again, five parts, Plain Song, Northwest, Smudging, Amtrak, and Tuja. This comes from a release on New World Records from 2006 called Sun on Snow. This runs total of 25 minutes. Barbara Bennery and Gamelon Son of Lion with members of the Down East Ensemble. Again, all of these personnel listed on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. Barbara Bennery and Gamelon Son of Lion, Down East Ensemble, Aural Shoehorning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 969. This is recorded March 28th, 2019. We're commemorating the passing of Barbara Bennery, one of the co-founders of Gamelon Son of Lion. In fact, its primary founder. Bennery in Hebrew means son of lion. So that's why she chose the name. And it's more than another case of East meets West. It's a beautiful assimilation of both the Eastern Indonesian traditions of microtonal gamelan music and, in this case, Western classical music. For the piece Aural Shoehorning, which features members of the Down East Ensemble and the Gamelon Son of Lion. The full bill of players is listed on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Barbara Bennery founded Gamelon Son of Lion in New York City with fellow composers Daniel Good, who appears on these recordings, and Philip Corner in the mid-70s, and the recordings I've got available are more recent, from the aughts, and we started this hour with Gamelon Son of Lion Jiggle Lullaby from the Sonogram CD on Innova Recordings, and what we heard just there for 25 minutes was the full Aural Shoehorning in five parts, Plain Song, Northwest, Smudging, Amtrak, and Tuja. And this comes from Sun on Snow, which was a release credited to Barbara Bennery, not Gamelon Son of Lion per se, on New World Records from 2006. Barbara Benery's academic career was at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and she was active in both Indonesia and the States and Europe throughout her career. And this piece was recorded in November of 2005, a 1997 composition by Barbara Benery, Aural Shoehorning. Barbara Benery passed away on March 17th at the age of 72. We'll spend the remainder of the hour with music for contrabass. We'll hear from John Forshee, Roger Reynolds, and Robert Black. A new release on Open Space Records comes, I received last week from composer John Forshee, who is a composer and improviser. He studied computer music in Paris with Alan Schindler and doctoral studies at the University of California, San Diego with Anthony Davis, where he received his PhD. And his CD, Verses from the Ether Space, Open Space 36, was just released. What we'll hear is the first selection, called Opus, which is for solo contrabass. The bassist here is Tommy Babin, and this was recorded at Conrad Prebys Hall, University of California, San Diego, a 2016 composition from John Forshee. And from Roger Reynolds, also from the University of California, San Diego, founder of the music department there in the 1960s. We'll hear his contrabass pieces from his Image series. The Image series, Image, whether the A or the E in Image is capitalized, you can tell whether Reynolds intends for the piece to be characterized by a discrete, largely unambiguous sections, as in A, or in E, whether the piece is for gradual evolution in as a continuum. So in his Image pieces for contrabass, running about 11 minutes. The first is A, Image, and the second is E, Image. And this comes from a CD on Numa Recordings, the Image Set. Contrabass by Mark Dresser. Music recorded, again, same place as John Forshee's piece, Conrad Prebys Hall, University of California, San Diego. And we'll end with Robert Black performing James Sellers' Radio Sonata for contrabass and computer-operated synthesizers. And that comes from a release called State of the Bass on OO Discs from 1994. First, we start with a 7.5-minute piece called Opus from John Forshee, contrabass, performed by Tommy Babin. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 969, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. The complete set is included on radioforall.net. Thank you.
Thank you.